Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near you, your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
This is Patrick Byrne, and thank you for watching His Glory.
And our partner spotlight is Beverly Hills Precious Metals and Exchange. They specialize in helping clients protect their hard-earned wealth against inflation. In business over 30 years, they can assess you in the purchase of gold and silver, physical or precious metals. They can roll over your 401k as well so that you have tangible assets. There is also a way that they can show you to get that without reporting to the IRS as well. I personally have done it. The ministry has done it, and my son Creed has invested. We know that times are changing, and it's important that we invest in silver or gold, especially silver, because silver, you can get more bang for your buck, and there's more upside. Plus, you don't know in crazy times where you need to have those smaller coins to be able to barter with. Visit our partner, Beverly Hills Precious Metal Exchange, on His Glory Family Partners.
Welcome all of His Glory Nation to Take Five. We are spreading the good news from east to west, north to south, and I am Janice White. Before I introduce our very special guest for today, I do have a few quick updates and announcements. First up, we do have two more Take Five scheduled for today. At 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Steve Slepcevic with the Hazard Relief for Maui. And at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we have the CEO of Mother Nature's Trading Companies, Mark Block. So make sure you check both of those out today. Again, that's at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We are also headed to the next Reawaken America Tour, which is being held at Miami, Florida at the Trump National Doral on October 13th and 14th. We will be doing baptisms on site at the event. You can find the registration link on the His Glory social media platforms. Information, including a speaker list, is available on thrivetimeshow.com. For the main event itself, you can get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. We also have another tent revival coming up on October 21st in Mount Pleasant, Texas. Guest speakers for this event include Dr. Richard Bartlett, Timothy Dixon, Pastor Rob McCoy, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Pastor Rod Parker, Deneen Thomas, Alex Stone, Pastor Dave, and more. For more information and to get tickets, go to www.hisglory.me/revivals. We hope to see everybody there. And if you plan on attending the Tent Revival, we are asking for canned or non-perishable food items for our fundraiser for Thanksgiving. There will be spots designated during the event where you can drop those off, or you can use the Amazon gift registry code located on your screen. The drive will end November 11th. All right, that is it for updates and announcements. My very special guest for today is Michelle Swinnick, the host of the Save My Freedom movement on Brighteon. She was an election judge on November 8th in Mayor Corruption County and is an expert in election fraud prevention. Michelle, welcome to His Glory.
Oh, it's so great to be here. I remember when I first met Pastor Dave and Amanda Grace, and it was in 2021 in February. And he had said that they wanted to go on radio shows. And ironically, I was the first one that they went on. It's internet radio, oh, right? Wow. I'm not writing a check for $4,000 a month like I used to when you heard me coming out of the car radio. But yeah, right. They came on before they came out to Arizona. They were doing that RV tour. Remember that a couple
of
years ago?
Yes, I do remember
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah. So they were trekking across the country, right? Spreading Jesus across the land. And then they came out here, and I had them on my show before they came out here. So yeah, I'm gonna take credit for all their fame and success. I would like my 10% residual check, and I can send
we'll
my wiring instructions. Yeah, go ahead if you want to go ahead and remind him of that. He's a little late in his.
I certainly will. Yep, I'll definitely let him know. Oh my gosh, Michelle. So yeah. The primaries are coming up soon, most of which are in March. We've got a presidential election next year. I mean, time is ticking. We are in dire straits. I see your flag behind you is distressed, as is the country. Yeah. What do our viewers need to know about this election?
I can start in any direction, but I didn't want to shoot the warning sign. And I'm going to be brutally honest with everybody, because that's the point where we're at. You have 158 days to take your country back. You've already lost your country, okay? And if you don't believe me, November 4, 2020, when they hijacked and they stole your country, they stole your sacred right to choose your representatives through your vote. They did it again in 2022. They did it in both of the primaries. So you have the four past elections. Okay. You did not choose who's in the office, but when they literally stole it from not only Donald Trump in 2020, there was many other people that did not win the results. They won the vote. They didn't win the results. Again, there's two sets of books that go into this. You're really not a part of the election process. And that's what you need to understand. The entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. You're not a part of the outcomes. You're not a part of the process. And you're not even part of the party. Okay. They don't, none of these people care about you. And if you don't believe me, look what's going on in Washington, D.C. Okay.
Yeah.
Look, take Maui. Those people got 700. How many billions are going to Ukraine? I mean, the list is long. How much more proof does everybody need? And why are you standing behind candidates? For what? Why are you giving them money? Okay, all you're doing is enabling demons to control and destroy your life and destroy the country. That's what they're doing.
And the southern border, too. The southern border.
The border. I'm in Anarchy, Arizona. Okay, Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. We started talking about the issues on the border, the illegal aliens. Yes, they are illegal aliens, people. Illegal aliens coming here that the government, our federal government and our state government had no problem welcoming them in, and that we're run by an R at that point, an R, which means nothing. Remember, it's a uniparty. Two wings, same bird. What does a bird do? Poop on our heads. Okay? There is no left. There is no right. They have nothing. It's we the people versus everybody that's in an office. Legislators, administrative turds, I call them the church for short. Hashtag tag a turd, people. Start doing it in your states and join us here in Arizona. But the reason why I'm bringing all this up is because you mentioned the border. We brought this up 2.5 years ago. Okay. People here, boots on the ground. That's what we do. We do boots on the ground. We're grassroots. And there was a Patty Porter who's down in Ahwatukee, which is Phoenix area. It's a Phoenix metro area, right? Mayor Corruption County. They noticed that there was all these shenanigans going on at these hotels in Ahwatukee. And it's like just this people coming in, buses in and out. Meanwhile, Catholic Charities, and you guys have talked about this on your show,
yes,
many other people too.
Yep.
Catholic Charities, huge operation, but this is not new. They've been doing this. I looked back and the first time I heard about it was like 2000, that it went back to, it was like 2018. And they're billions of dollars, right? These people aren't just walking here. You ever see, you remember when they would show the pictures of them? Shiny teeth, but they got bling. They got the nails are done. And I'm not talking, I mean, they got acrylics on there, right? You got tips and wraps and all that kind of stuff. And they got the phones blinging. Whitest white shirt I've ever seen. Brand new sneakers. And you're like, this person walked 1,000 miles. I have a washing machine and bleach and my shirts are not that white, okay? So I was like, what is going on? We were talking about this here in Arizona 2.5 years ago. Okay. So the people are the ones who literally are aware, right? And then it trickles down to what the legislators, they did nothing. Our legislators have done nothing and they've done nothing across the whole country. They're doing nothing in your state, but destroying it and destroying your lives. So when we're talking about the election's already been decided. Trump lost. Okay. Don't believe me? Look what happened in 2020. Okay. You don't really have a country until you actually go back to 2020 and undo the mess that happened there. Right.
Right.
Because Biden and his people didn't win. Okay. So for the past 3 years, we've all been living in this world of just not only insanity, but you don't have a border, you don't have a country, right? So you agree that there's no border. So you Absolutely. Don't really have a country. You have people in office that literally did not win. So do you really have a country? No. You live in a tyrannical, lawless society. You don't have a country anymore. So there's nothing to save, okay? You can't save it. What are you going to save? You could take it back. You could take it back, but you've got to do it in two ways. And one of our slogans is pray, plan, take action. What's first, Janice? What's
pray.
The first word? Yeah.
Pray. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. But okay. You're right. We have to take action too.
You got to do both. And, yeah. and what's important is first, you got to understand, and I'm going to give you guys an example. Okay. So what are we doing here in Arizona? Why is Arizona so important? Okay. Because I'm all Arizona. You've got three states because we're taking the current events and we're bringing boots on the ground and I'm going to briefly explain to you why Arizona is so critical in all of this. Okay. And it's not just words. You're going to watch videos. You can get the information. Here we go. So Arizona, there's three states that matter. There was six in the 2020, right? Now there's really three and Arizona's number one. When it comes to the elections, even though it's already been decided, this is what I'm talking about, not the decision part, the taking back part, right? So you got Arizona, Georgia, and Michigan, right? Those are your three largest counties because you don't have to, no offense to everybody else, your state doesn't matter at this point. Okay, it doesn't matter. Look what happened in 2020, six states, six key counties. Okay, yes. So you got to talk strategy at this point. Okay, we don't have a lot of time. You got 158 days. Okay, then there's not enough people in Arizona that are active enough to take action items. And I'm only asking 2 minutes a day, 15 minutes max. And that includes posting on social media and maybe make a few phone calls, right? This is really easy stuff, guys. We've made it easy. We've made it because people have the attention span of a goldfish, 8 to 9 seconds. So we made a lot of this stuff digital. We'll take care of the in-person stuff, but this is why it's critical. Now keep in mind in Arizona is so critical. Not only are we the most corrupt county, most fraudulent in the country, okay. And I know this again, as you mentioned in the beginning, I was an election judge at the Islamic Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. I saw stuff happen in front of my face. I almost got thrown out. I was an employee for the county at the time. Almost got thrown out three times and then threatened to get terminated by the supervisor who was offsite. He was doing special operations on social media. They were scanning social media. And this is the conversation I had with the guy 4:30 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, the polls opened at 6:00. They close at 7:00. He's yelling at me at 4:30 in the afternoon. And he's yelling at me because they were scouring social media. Okay, why are you scouring social media when you have a cluster of an election going on here? But it really wasn't a cluster. That was all pre-planned, right? That's how this works. Yes. And they're scouring social media to find out who's going on shows to talk about what's happening at the elections. That's what he told me. And they saw a post that I was going to go on a bunch of shows. Luckily that the connection didn't go through. So then I was able to give him a piece of my mind because I was actually in the right. I was thinking, did I get on? It didn't get on because I was supposed to go on Brighton. I'm like, oh, it didn't work. Thank God, because I couldn't get the connection to work. So then I gave him a piece of my mind. you know, there's words that I will not share on the show because it's called His glory. Okay. But you can fill in the blanks. It was lots of colorful words. Basically, I got to get back to work. I have people to serve, unlike you, just yelling and screaming, right? Because it was fun. I had no reason. And he said, if I find out that you went on any shows, I'm like, I don't even know who this guy is, right? Supervisor, HQ, I'm going to terminate you. And I'm like, it's 4:30, dude. Like, I'm thinking to myself, whatever, I got to go. I'm checking people in. I got to go keep an eye on the election. And I'm thinking, afterwards, I went, I don't think he meant terminate employment. So, all right, but that's a whole nother story, But anyway, I spent the past 10 months investigating the election. So when I say it's fraudulent and corrupt, it is beyond your comprehension at this point, because all the information that I've discovered, which is all public information that costs this much money, what is it? What am I holding up?
Zero.
Yes, a zero. Okay, costs $0, just my time. Is information that's never been shown, never been exposed, never been talked about in the 3 years that anybody's been dealing with election integrity, which is not a thing. It's not real. Okay, it's not real. It's shiny object.
Right.
To keep you away from what the real problem is, election fraud. Okay. So let's just set that barrier. I want to set that ground line because people need to understand you cannot beat the system. So you cannot contribute to this system. I'm not saying don't vote. I'm saying take your elections back. They're unconstitutional, right? Right. We're going to do it. Can I do a quick little how much time do we have? So I want to make sure we jam this all in.
Oh, you are good. Good. Yeah. Let's talk about the Constitution. They are unconstitutional elections. How do we take them back, Michelle?
Well, can I give the Constitution lesson first? Because saying they're unconstitutional and then showing specifics so people understand. And then I want to give you an example of what it is, because you're dealing with, this is the other thing. The people in the political system, the people in these organizations, the people that are in these groups, and I'm not excluding the Catholic Church when it comes to leadership. Okay. The people that are part of the churches are great. The leadership is the problem in most of these organizations, just like Catholic Charities. Okay.
I agree. Yep.
Okay. So you got leadership problems or people in leadership position. These are not leaders. Okay. They're fillers, they're spots, they're money laundering operations. Almost every single one of them, which is campaigns. Campaigns are money laundering operations. Okay. You keep that in mind. There's no candidates that are on your side, maybe really small at the local level, but anything higher than that. No. Okay. Here's my criteria to qualify as a candidate that I might pay attention to. Never will I give a dollar. Never will I give a dollar. You have to be on your platform and on a soapbox 24/7 talking about the 2020 election being fraudulent, corrupt, and how you need to go ahead and investigate that. Okay, name me one person. I still don't have one. Number two, it has to be the same for 2022. So if you're not talking about that every single day, or you're not even doing the investigation yourself, which again, I did. So you can't tell me I'm not an attorney. I don't know how to do that. I'm not a journalist. I don't know how to do that. Okay. The criteria to investigate the election is common sense. You have to know how to read. That's it. So there's no reason why no one's not done this. Okay. And again, I'm not teasing people about this. I'm telling you facts. I can't give you all the information. You don't need another dead body. You have enough dead bodies in your living room to prove to you that your election systems are fraudulent and corrupt. And that's why you need to take them back. Okay. Again, 158 days. So with that being said, I know I'm jumping around, but I'm going to bring it back to home now. So let me give you the Constitution lesson, because you need specifics to say why our elections are unconstitutional. Again, you cannot beat the system. The whole country can vote for Donald Trump and he will not win the election. It is impossible. Okay. Any of the candidates that you think have a chance, do not have a chance, because either if they're going to win, they've been spoken to and they're part of the system. Okay. And if they are running and they haven't been spoken to, why are they running? Why? Because they have no chance of winning. Money, microphone. That's it. That's it. That's how the system works, everybody. Okay. So you can allow that system to happen. And if you don't believe me, just look at 2020. Just look at 2022. Everything I'm telling you is what you've already seen. You're blocking it out because you want to go back into, I like the way that it was. I don't like change. Like I caught the end of the debates when they were in the spin room the other day. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody that was talking as a talking head on that disaster of a hot mess, Fox News. Okay. Disastrous network. Do never watch that network. Okay. Everybody acted like it was 2019. I said, what am I watching? Do you people really think that everything you're talking about is actually, and this is going to pan out? Nobody's addressing that the elephant in the room, no pun intended, is like the biggest monster that there is. How could no one be talking about this? Because they're all a part of it, okay? That's money laundering, all this stuff. So quick little constitution lesson. And I like to use the Arizona Constitution because it really hits it home right from the beginning. So I encourage you to look up this portion of your own constitution and read it, okay? So the Arizona Constitution, Article 2, Declaration of Rights. We love those. We forgot what those are because they've been taken away from us. Again, we are all slaves at this point, and that's not in a position that we need to be. But again, you're going to, here comes the answer, and then we're going to give you those solutions. And then I'm going to give you an example, because what I want you to remember that the people that you are against, that are you're up against, the candidates, the groups, the organizations, the PACs, the people in leadership of these churches or religious institutes, you name it, all of this above, you are dealing with a level of people not being people anymore. They are demons. Okay. The things that these people do is so demonic that they are not 100% human beings. Okay. And I know that everybody on this platform understands that. Some other people they're in denial about it. Go watch the movie Nefarious. It'll put the puzzle pieces together. Just look at their actions. Okay. What they have done. And I used to say this when I really found out multiple layers of what had transpired during the election. This election process, not just here, it's across the whole country, okay? What happens here, we're a cesspool of a testing ground for fraud, money laundering, corruption, racketeering, child sex slave trafficking. Everything comes out of Arizona. And I'll give you an example, and then I'm going to jump back. But I wanted to focus on the demons part first, because that's important.
Yes.
Because once you realize you're up against, because they say spiritual battle, God wins, God wins. Yeah, God wins. You're not a part of that equation, guys. You have to earn to be a part of that team. Okay? There's not enough of us that get on our knees and repent and turn from their wicked ways at all different levels, not just the bad people wicked ways, our wicked ways. I'll give you an example. Okay, Sound of Freedom movie came out July 4th. Everybody's like, yeah. We're going to stand with children, child sex trafficking. Okay, literally weeks later, I'm listening. What are you guys doing? I'm just hearing crickets.
Yeah.
Okay, who's standing in the gap for the children? What did Jesus ask? I want you to stand in the gap for the children. Who's doing it? Y'all went to the movie. Y'all talked about it. And what'd you do when you came home? Are you still
hopefully give
about
to
it?
Operation Underground Railroad, hopefully, and organizations like that.
Okay. That well, helping. Okay. Let's back up from the donation part. Okay. I'm not a fan unless you are so close to an organization, you're ready to marry them before you give money, especially, and I'm just going to give this warning to everybody, especially in the child sex slave trafficking industry. Okay. Most of these organizations, and I'm not going to name names because that's not the point of this. The point of this is that you need to be very cautious of where your money is spent. Any candidates?
Very true.
Waste of money. Waste of money. And if you donated to anybody over the past 3 or 4 years, go ask for your money back, because they are violating their oaths every single day before they put 2 feet on the ground when they get out of bed, every single one of them. Because again, what did I say about 2020? Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's investigating that. And that's the reason why your country is gone. You've lost it. It's why your life is horrible and everything is literally on fire. We're one step above hell on earth right now. And it's only going to get worse unless we take it back. So let me go back to the Constitution real quick. And I'm looking at the clock. I don't even, what we got?
Oh, you're
hour,
good,
4
Michelle.
Hours. We got 4 hours to go.
Go ahead. You're good.
Okay. All right. So again, I want to talk about the demons for a second. So you're dealing with demons, people. Okay. Yes, God wins. You're not included unless you earn it. Okay. And you need to start spending some time as Lucy DeGracia, who's the host of our show, Jesus Rocks, which is connecting current events and real history with the truth of God. I'm telling you, this is the best show ever. I mean, I have my own show on Bright Tea on TV, 7 p.m. tonight. So Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern time. That show is 23 episodes, evergreen. Every single episode, if you watch it, you would think we recorded it this morning. And it doesn't matter which one that you watch. It is so brilliant. And it's like an orchestra with Jesus mixed in, God saving the children, current events, history, the real version, exposing the lies and the corruption, which is really everything you've learned and you've been told to lie. Do a 180, go the other direction, and you'll be so much better off. I encourage you to go watch that. JesusRocksLive.com. We'll talk about the links and stuff at the end, but I just wanted to plug that because I get so much out of this show. It was a part of it. I go 5 minutes. Lucy kicks me off. She sings the guitar, beautiful singer. She's an actual, like, a professionally trained musician. And then she goes into the real history, or she'll go into scripture, and it blends it all together. And it is unbelievable. It's literally, it is from God, all the information that comes down. So I'm telling you, it's just so powerful. That's where a lot of this has come from. The only reason that I got baptized, which was 4th of July, 2022, is because of her and what we did with that show. Okay. And I did it on 4th of July. So I'm all into the country and patriotism. I said, well, perfect day to have a birthday, right? So I got rebirthed on the country's birthday. So again, my point is that you're dealing with demons. Okay. These people that run everything, they're not 100%. Some of them are 100% demons, because you cannot do the destruction and the pure evil and allow it to happen. Again, the whole movie, The Sound of Freedom, right? Now it's out there that this is what happens, and they still allow it to happen. They don't talk about it. Name me a politician that's talking about child sex slave trafficking. And not one time, every single day. Nobody. Okay? Nobody. So why are you giving them money? Why are you supporting them? For what? For what? Take your country back. Okay, real quick Constitution lesson. And this is important, because people are like, well, they don't listen to us. Well, not when there's four of you that show up in a meeting. There's only four of you calling them out on social media. Then that's not going to work. Volume means loud, lots of numbers. Okay, this goes for getting on your knees and praying too, right? If there's enough people that were actually on their knees repenting and praying, what happens? What's the power? Give me a little rundown on the power of prayer. Power of prayer. What happens when a lot of people start praying? Jeunesse, what happens?
God starts listening. You start seeing action being taken.
Right.
Scripture tells us that if you get on your knees and you repent, he will heal your land.
2 Chronicles 7:14.
Yes.
Everybody loves that one. Read the one after that. That's the one you're like, ooh, I better do it, because I didn't read the second half of that. It's not a good one. Basically tells you what's going to happen if you don't do the first one. Okay. It's kind of how the Bible works. So that's what I'm saying is there's two components. Again, it's pray, plan, take action. Pray is first. Not enough people are praying. Let me do the Constitution, and then I want to give you an example of when you invoke Jesus and you mention Jesus and you speak the words of the Bible to these demons, okay, that are in charge of these meetings. It is unbelievable to see their reaction, because Wednesday here in Arizona, in Merrick Corruption County, there was a board of supervisors meeting. This board of supervisors runs the elections. It's ironic, right? So there's all the board of supervisors. There was four of them, or there's five total. Five total. And there was three of them were out. They were on video. Two were in person. So let me explain that real quick, because I see the warning shots coming up. So is this warning to the end of the show?
Or
this
Yeah, is Michelle. Unfortunately. Right, so, yeah, we only have a few right. more minutes. Go ahead though.
All right. I'm gonna be real quick. So anyway, so when one of the ladies, there was two times where scripture was mentioned, or that she had said something about them going to hell because they were doing evil and they needed to open their hearts and God was there to heal them, something, they got so uncomfortable that they actually started stumbling on their own speech, and they got flustered, and you could see it in their face. And it was the only time that they weren't acting superior to the people in the room and condescending to them. When they brought up scripture and they brought up Jesus or they brought up God, they didn't know what to do. So I'm telling you, these people are demonic. So how do you get, since we're out of time, I need you to go to savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us. You're going to subscribe. That's our subtext. But on the second tab on there it says ban the voting machines. So it's a simple one-click email campaign. I just want everybody in the country to get behind us in Arizona. It takes less than 2 minutes to do. All the rest of the information about the other campaigns that are on there, these are all digital campaigns. and all of that's in there. We don't have time to go into it because I rambled too much, because I really just wanted to give an overview of this situation. Yeah. But if you can get behind us in Arizona digitally, and we can get enough people every single day clicking on this, like if I had 10,000 emails going out every single day, and then we go ahead and confront our legislators, our administrators here in Arizona, to demand they ban the machines and investigate the elections, you're going to see this is how you take your country back. You have to hold your people accountable. You hold them by social media, calling them out. You hold them accountable by going to their meetings. You hold them accountable by emails, text messages. And if we're doing it in Arizona, instead of every single other state doing it independently, join us in Arizona. The other reason why I want you to know Arizona is the most important, on my Rumble channel, which when you subscribe, you'll see there is six different websites intertwined. So you'll see the headers. Click on the Rumble, episode 175. Is the episode right now about Arizona and how evil and demonic and corrupt it is, because it deals with CIA is running Arizona and it is part of the Great Reset, which is actually being coordinated by Michael Crow, who is the ASU president and chair of the CIA's InQtel venture capital. And it has to do with biotech and all that stuff. It explains everything in that episode. And I'm doing a Substack on it this weekend to give everybody take action toolkits on how to actually take your country back. Starts with Arizona. Everything, oh, this is the pits of hell. Everything comes out of here. It's the hub of hell in Arizona, but we can turn it around. That's how we do it. But we need everybody's help. No money. Absolutely. You don't have to do the money thing. I'm not asking for that. I'm asking for your physical effort of just clicking some buttons. We'll take care of the groundwork. We'll take care of, and then just be loud on social media and join us. We're doing it on Twitter. And just join us to do that. And I swear to God, I don't want to say that. I swear it will work. These people will cave like a cheap suit when we hold them accountable, but it requires numbers. So I need your help.
Yes, it does. And everybody watching, yep, we need to do our part. Michelle Swinnick, thank you so much for being with us today. You are a wealth of information. We literally could have you on here for several hours. Thank you so much for the work you're doing. God bless you and your organization.
Thank you.
Everybody watching, make sure you check out Michelle's Rumble page. Make sure you check out her website. God bless you. God bless this great nation, and go in His shalom.